I think I would just like to make sure everybody out there knows how much I really appreciate this fan base, and just how much I appreciate all of the support. Before all this Five Nights at Freddy's stuff had started, and I had just made the Desolate Hope, I was online and I found one piece of fan art that someone had made of the Desolate Hope characters. Mm-hmm. You know, just randomly. I have no idea who it was. I have no idea what happened to that picture. But, you know, that was so special to me, seeing that someone out there had enjoyed that game and drawn one of those characters. Like, that was just incredible to me. It made me feel so good. Made my day, made my week, made my month. You know, and so now to be able to, you know, go online and just see this, you know, incredible community of people, you know, with people that have 10 times the artistic talent as I do, you know, with all this, you know, with this fan art, you know, these fan games, you know, I mean, there are some incredible games out there, and I don't want to, like, I'm scared to mention names of anyone because I know that I'm going to leave out important, you know, but I mean, you know, like seeing these, you know, insane games that Nixon comes up with, you know, and I've always heard nothing but good things about, like, the storylines of in Pop Goes. And then, you know, the artistic direction of games like Flumpties.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like everybody has these specialties where they just flourish in the stuff that they make, you know, and like you go into GameJolt and just see these pages of all these really cool ones, you know, and I picked out a few, but, you know, because, you know, those are probably the more experienced members of the community, but, you know, I don't want to overlook people who are up and coming game designers who decide to make fan games as their first game. You know, and what an honor that is. You know, what an incredible honor that is for someone to want to be a game developer and to have their first couple of games be a Five Nights at Freddy's fan game. You know, it's just such an honor. And like I said, just the incredible artistic community, like on DeviantArt, and anytime I go on Reddit, just these illustrations that people make. And, you know, and I've been fortunate enough to snag a couple of those artists to do official artwork for me. But... you know, and the memes are great too. I've been very fortunate to see myself featured in memes. You know, not many people get to say that, and to see my characters featured in memes, so that's always exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, and just the YouTube community, just, you know, amazing. I mean, you know, you, Razbowski, the Ryans, you know, Corey Kenshin, you know, Fusion. Just this whole community of great YouTubers have just been so supportive over the years. Yeah, I'm just blessed. I'm just really blessed. This isn't so much a thank you as just I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be surrounded by just such an incredibly talented community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just been an amazing experience. It really has been.
Yeah, and for many years to come, by the way, Scott, like, we'll always be supportive with the community and you, always.
Well, I'm going to try not to let you guys down, but I hope, you know, I mean, I don't always get these things just right, but I hope everybody in the community believes at least that, you know, I'm just like what I said, you know, how I've been trying to write this script. It doesn't mean the movie's going to be perfect, and it doesn't mean that these next few games are going to be perfect, but I hope everybody at least believes that my number one goal is to make sure that I don't let anybody out there down. You know, I know that a lot of people enjoy these characters and enjoy these games, and that means the world to me. I'm just going to try not to let anybody down. That's always at the forefront of all of my thoughts, just making sure that I do right by everybody.